Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But we'll start here with Blazers preseason. Now, I was very excited to have been able to watch the game, although I was cursing up and down about some stuff. And I'm going to, you know...
How'd the antenna work out for you?
I'm glad I found it in the garage because I'm going to, like, scream about this all year. Even though I have it figured out, like, this TV situation is just brutal. I was texting with Sprague last night. It's like it's 2025 and I got rabbit ears out. It's kind of ridiculous. Kind of ridiculous.
I kind of want to slap you right now.
But
you
have to have the antenna out. I've got cable. It's on there.
Oh, I'm not paying for cable.
But that's like you have free access to the games.
Well, I know I have to get an antenna for it, though.
Shut up.
That's not free.
Shut up.
Come on, man.
Shut up. You and everybody else is saying this. If you want to say, oh, it's on the 2.2, I get that. That's fine.
Well, I was mad because K2 doesn't stream the 2.2.
Again, you have free access to the game. Well,
for a one-time charge.
Well, it's not free. There you go.
For one-time charge.
But I got three TVs that
you
I watch
didn't pay
on.
For your antenna.
I did not. I got mine for free through the team.
But I got three TVs I watch sports on. See, so I got to buy three antennas?
No, you don't. You buy one, and when you're deciding to go use the TV with that antenna, that's where you watch that sporting event.
All right. Well, I know it's a preseason game, and we're not supposed to overreact on preseason games, but you know what? Let's overreact.
I'm not going to overreact. That's what I want to do.
I was having fun on Reddit last night, and people were like, it's a good thing the Blazers looked pretty solid last night. Otherwise, we'd be overreacting in a terrible spot. So that was kind of fun. Initial reactions for me, you know, and then I'll let you go on yours. My initial reactions were I kind of wanted a little more from Donovan Klingon. I know it's just the first game. That's kind of like a minor note to me. I just don't know how that center position is going to look this year. I like have a ton of wants and aspirations because I like the Kling Kong a lot. But I also know it's kind of a weird matchup with Golden State and what's going on down below. Duop Reath had some cool moments, I thought. Mm-hmm. And if he can contribute like that off the bench, that could be really, really cool. But the story of the night is Shaedon Sharpe, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I think Monty Kamara had Monty Kamara night. But Shea came out and was aggressive and shot the ball well and kind of found his space on the floor. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be that you have to be able to create it. But can you just knock him down? And I thought he knocked him down quite well last night.
Yeah, I think my takeaways from watching the condensed clips last night, Shea looked good. Ball go in hoop. Always going to make you look better no matter what.
Ball go in hoop,
especially from the three-point line. Everything's going to look better. And that's not to say that Shea didn't have a good game. Ball going in hoop is an important part of that, especially for him. Again, I'm not worried about him as a scorer. It's more like, okay, let's tick the boxes on three-point shooting. The three-point shooting, if it's there, he's going to be productive because his rim pressure and his rim finishing is quite literally, he's one of the best rim finishing guards in the entire league.
And I will say, you know, I don't necessarily need, and maybe I'm on an island on this, but I don't need him shooting threes.
You know, you do. You were on
I know
island.
We do in today's NBA. I for sure get that. And especially if he's going to start at a two guard. If he were to start as a two guard or role play.
Or coming off the bench.
Or
either
role
way,
play into a two guard spot. But I'm saying I don't need him to take eight threes a night.
He needs to take at least six.
I'm okay with that.
He needs to average six a game.
I guess my thought was, is if he continued and played the whole game again, I know it's preseason, and I don't want to sound like I'm overreacting. We're more projecting than anything. If he played essentially a half of a game, I definitely don't want 16 shots from three, which I don't think he would take. But I don't know if he needs to take 10. I like this idea of six, to your point.
No, he needs to average six a game.
I like the idea of six. And if you can keep that around, you know, if you can go 3 of 6, 2 of 6, and some nights you're 5 of 6, that's great for me.
36% or better. That is the goal for him this season. If he can be like, I believe league average last year was 36.7 or 36.8, he needs to be there. That's where he needs to be. If you are going to be a guy that is a 1-2-3 scorer in the NBA, if the only way you can shoot under that number on volume is if you are so good everywhere else.
Sure.
And look, he is a very good rim finisher. I mean, he's been in the 80th percentile. Like, this is a guy who everybody always thinks about the dunks. He's also really good around the rim on each side, right hand, left hand.
And some of that is just his natural born athleticism.
And he's... Everybody talks about Shaden's vertical, and yes, it's bonkers.
he can jump higher than I stand.
Yeah, he's also very strong in the air, and I'm not talking about like going up for dunks. Yes, he's strong in the air on dunks, but watch Shaden when he drives and takes off. He takes off not just straight up; it's with that forward momentum. And when somebody runs into him, he doesn't get knocked backwards. When he initiates contact, he goes through and finishes strong through contact. I think he ended up finishing like 71 or 72% at the rim last season. He's very good there. That's not where I have a question. Hell, I don't have a question about him in the mid-range game. The questions I have about him, and I mentioned this to somebody on the text yesterday, like, what does Shaden need to do to really figure it out? It's three-point shooting, and it's playmaking. Now, last night, the assist total is only 2, but he got to spots on the floor that collapses a defense, and it's a swing-swing, or... You know, the way the offense looked last night, he was getting into his spots, number one, more aggressively, because that's, if you're talking about the mental aspect, my biggest criticism of Shaden is that he can disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just on offense. It's last night, I think the thing that I liked the most about last night, outside of 3-point shooting, is 6 rebounds. Chauncey Billups said in the postgame.
Being present.
Look, Shaden is a guy that my concern about him is that he's guard Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, he can do some stuff. He can certainly score, and he's got this athletic profile. But when you look at the box score at the end of the night, where are the rebounds? Where are the assists? Where are the deflections? Where are the steals? Where are the blocks? It's just scoring. It's like, what else are you bringing? And Shaden has to be a guy that brings other stuff because he's not this elite defender.
We went through close to a decade of that with CJ, didn't we?
Yeah, and not to, and I hate that you brought that up because this completely craps all over what I'm about to say. But I'm asking, maybe that's his role in the offense, though. You know, we've seen that with CJ in this town. And I know different coaches, different schematics and stuff like that. But maybe that's all, you know, maybe that's all we need Shaden Sharp to do is to be a scorer. Maybe he doesn't need to create. Maybe that's why Drew Holiday's around. Maybe that's the bump you get from Denny and Tumani, et cetera, and clinging down below is let those guys create and maybe let Shaden focus on one thing.
See,
he's still a kid.
But if you're going to be a guy that's a slasher to the rim and wants to score at the rim, you have to make the defense believe that you might not actually put up a shot.
Fair point. Might
dish it off.
That's a great point because then you can just get physical on him.
And here's the other part of this.
That's a great point, Rust.
So in season 2, before he got hurt, and he took on this huge burden early on because everybody got hurt and he had to create, I charted every single one of his pick and rolls and all of his passes out of those situations. In his first, I want to say, like 7 games where he was the primary ball handler, all of the passes are what I call non-penetrating passes. They were either stop and like two-hand chest pass, like keeping the ball moving, or they were flat. They weren't penetrating passes, or they weren't passes that were coming out of the paint, the spray. And as that progressed, I'll see if I can find the graphic and retweet it again, because I think it really highlights his growth and mindset in that time period and kind of like showed what maybe could be there. All of a sudden, it's when you start seeing 45-degree passes, both in and out, because 45-degree passes to the outside are one of two versions. One, you're driving and you're getting help immediately and you're kicking either the short corner or making the skip pass to the other side.
I know what you mean.
Defense is in rotation. The other ones are the 45s that are coming back out when you're in the paint. And Shaden has an ability to get to the paint that sometimes you're like, whoa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And it's not his first step. As athletic as Shaden is, his biggest shortcoming as an athlete, when you talk about his profile, is his first step. He's not a guy that just blows you away with a first step. It's it's his second step.
Yeah.
That's where he creates
the
space.
Jump. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and as he starts to figure that out and sets guys up, because he kind of has to be fair, he has a little bit of a Kobe in him in his triple threat. It's a slow, it's not a hard, like Melo used to give you that hard jab, like real quick, and then kind of get you off balance.
Kind of his thing, I would say.
Yeah. Or Kobe had that, and Jordan to the same extent. They did that kind of long lean out and
with the
kind
ball
of,
sort of sometimes. Yeah,
yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Shea does the same thing.
It's one of my favorite things about Kobe and Michael.
It's, well, look, the triple threat stance is making a little bit of a comeback in the sense of like how you integrate it. It's not as long. You're not getting 7-8 seconds of it.
High SGA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, if you can get guys off balance by going slow to fast, slow to slower to back to fast, it's the ability to change gears. He's starting to figure that part of it out. And those penetrating passes that are coming back out, that's where the creation comes from. I don't care about assist totals. The way that Chauncey Billups always phrases this is putting the defense in the chase. And if you can make a pass that puts the defense in the chase that leads to a hockey assist or to somebody else getting some action outside of that, that's what you're looking for. When I talk about creation and playmaking, it's not just assists. Assists are, did a guy make a shot after you pass the ball? It doesn't necessarily mean it's a great creation. So I'm looking more holistically at his creation and playmaking more than the raw assist totals. But I do want to see what I saw last night in that he's good on the glass. Like, that's what you want to see. And not to just all Shaden. I thought two was about as two as you could get. 14 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks in 20 minutes. 4 of 9 from 3. When I started looking at the box score at the end of the night after I got done watching everything, I'm like, 48 threes? Holy crap. 33 free throws? Holy crap. Like, both those things are like, those are good indicators of, hey, getting threes up and getting to the rim and getting to the foul line. Like, those are two good indicators kind of coming out of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.